HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? With the Olympics delayed due to the ongoing pandemic, our HD Branch cover star and badminton champion PV Sindhu has spent a lot of time with her parents and nephew, a refreshing change from her otherwise hectic days. Listen on as she chats with me about staying positive and alert during the lockdowns, getting back on court and being social media savvy.
Welcome to the HD Branch podcast and congratulations on your HD Branch cover. So tell us, what have you been up to during the lockdown?
Well, I think pandemic has been really bad for a lot of people. And, you know, we were not supposed to go out. We were not supposed to train. But I think, it was something different and we should get used to the new normal right now. And I think in this pandemic, I've spent a lot of time, with my parents generally, which I don't do because most of the times it's just like training and then coming back, tournaments and then come back and train. Yeah. So not much time. I think this was the first time I spent a lot of time with my parents and also with my nephew. And apart from that, initially like sport was... we were not supposed to play, but, after a couple of days, couple of months, we started playing sports and it was good that we were allowed to go and, of course, follow the protocols. Right. But otherwise, happy to be back on court. And yeah, now just being very, very careful and making sure that, everything is fine and clean around your surroundings.
Right. And were there any self-discoveries that you made during the pandemic?
Well, during the pandemic, I like painting. So yeah, right. I was doing that. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, playing a lot of time spending with my nephew. And apart from that, maybe a bit of cooking. My mom was teaching me a little bit. So
oh wow, what did you learn to cook?
baking. I've learned nice. Cake and then... my mom was teaching me biryani, chicken biryani. So, yeah.
And what was it like living with your parents, since it's, I'm sure, been a while and you were with them for a long time?
Well, it was different. Generally, we don't get to spend so much time since being an athlete, sports person, we keep traveling all the time. And now spending time with my parents, it's more of like we talk not only about badminton, but about a lot more different stuff. So generally, when the tournaments were there, it was most of the times like, okay, you played like this, you trained like this, you should have played like this. But I think now it's more of like, we have a lot more to talk about, general stuff and family members, friends and everything. So in that way, I think we've been very much connected and we got really close to our parents, and which is really good. And generally, we don't spend so much time. I think this is the right time that, that I've got to spend with them. Yeah.
Right. And, what do you do for your mental health, especially during stressful situations, which I'm sure you find yourself in plenty?
Well, mental health, yes. Generally, I do meditation, which really keeps me calm and keep me focused. I think it's very important for every athlete. I think just couple of minutes or something like that, because it's more of like, you know, during this pandemic, I'm sure a lot of people might have a phase like, you know, they didn't know what to do, what is next and what's going to happen. That is when they go into mental depression, or, you know, they get really upset and, you know, people losing their jobs, they get depressed. So I think to the people out there, I would just want to say that, yes, we need to get used to it, but also at the same time, we have to be occupied by doing different things, and we have to keep ourselves busy, and we have to stay positive. I think that is the only way that, you know, we will stay positive, and we should make sure that, yeah, we do get busy in some or other things and not focus on what has happened. So that way, I'm sure, you know, even though, like, when it comes to sports or in generally in life, so when it comes to sports, I understand a lot of people, you know, when you lose or, you know, you get really upset. So that is when you have to make sure that, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's okay to lose. It is fine. It is part and parcel of life. But then, you know, you have to understand that winning and losing is a part of life. At the same time, you need to bounce back stronger, and you need to focus on that and work more harder. So that is how it needs to be. And that is how you have to have that hope and believe in yourself that you can do it. And I'm sure you can come over.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying self-love comes first in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, nobody is going to, motivate you, support you. Even though people are going to support you, motivate you, at the end of the day, it's you who needs to understand what's going on in your head. You know, because you know what's going on, and you have to come out from that. Only you can do that. Not someone else can do it for you.
Exactly.
So it needs to be, it needs to be in such a way where, you know, you should make sure that, you know, it is okay. Now I have to, you know, get used to it and understand the things in such a way that, you know, which way makes you happy.
Right. Yeah. And tell us about how much time do you spend on social media, and how important is it in today's day and age?
Well, social media, I sometimes keep seeing social media in my free time. And I think mostly, before it was more of like photos and autographs. But now, you know, the social media is a platform where you get connected and you communicate with your fans, and you let them know what you're doing in daily life. Yeah. And, you know, in general, you keep seeing a lot of news, and also, you know, due to this pandemic, what's going on, what's happening.
Yeah.
And like everything is on the social media. Everything is on social media. So also, it's a very good way to connect and communicate with your fans, because they would be eagerly waiting for you, what's happening and what's going on. Because, you know, in these times, you know, they can't actually see you live and can't come and cheer for you. Rather, they just see you on the TV. So, you know, this is the best way to make them understand and to make sure and to tell them that, yes, this is what I'm doing. And that makes you happy. And also the people out there who show their love and support, you know, towards you, makes them also happy.
Right. And what does your inbox look like on Instagram?
Inbox, obviously, a lot of fans, keeps messaging me. I might miss out a couple of fans, like a couple of people who've been texting me. But I think the people out there who just want to say thank you so much for your support and love. But obviously, I keep replying to a lot of messages in general also, whenever I have time, whenever I have a free time.
Mm-hmm.
So, apart from that, if I've missed out, obviously, I have missed out a lot of people.
Yeah,
but I'm so sorry. It's not wantedly, but it's just like, you know, there have been a lot of messages.
Happens.
But thank you so much for,
And any marriage proposals or trolls that you've come across, or funny messages that you get on Instagram? Do you have those kind of facts?
I just ignore that. Yeah, I don't really look into it
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your time, PV. And best luck in everything that you do next.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks.
If I could, where would I run off to in the middle of a pandemic? The hills. For me, the in bed with the this or that question that we ask celebrities, where we ask them to pick between beaches and the hills, it's a no-brainer. For me. So how much I long for the pine-scented air, the long walks, with just no people around and just floofy dogs for company. That's just something that living in a city cannot compare to. And it seems like with the second wave, people have stopped heading to the Maldives because, well, they can't. And abandoned beaches altogether and started heading to the hills. Or rather, hills, nahi to foothills, like Mashobra. Well, here's what HT Branch columnist Veer Sanghvi has to say about Mashobra being the new Maldives.
You remember a time at the end of the first wave of the COVID pandemic when everyone was going to the Maldives? You do, right? Well, the second wave is not a Maldives-friendly wave, mainly because the Maldives has banned all visitors from India. So anyone looking for a trendy place, a hot place to go to, has been looking for somewhere within India. And they've found the perfect place. It's really hot because it's so cool. The new Maldives, according to people who go there, is Mashobra. You may not have heard of Mashobra. It's a small village, now a bit of a small town, near Simla. But it's where everyone has been going this summer. It's got all the trendies. It's got all the rich people who used to go to the Maldives. And the not-so-rich people who look for accommodation that was beautiful. Now, both the Maldives and Mashobra have one thing in common. They're both very naturally beautiful. So forget about the hotel. In the Maldives, even in a cheap hotel, you have the advantage of the beautiful lagoon. Similarly, in Mashobra, you have the advantage of the foothills of the Himalayas, which are really, really stunning. So I'm not saying you should go to Mashobra. I never said you should go to the Maldives either. But I think you should check it out. There are very, very good hotels. There's Wildflower Hall, which is, of course, the top Oberoi hotel there. But there are many cheaper, smaller hotels which take advantage of the same beautiful environment. So check it out. It's cooler than the Maldives.
Even though the number of active COVID cases are now finally coming down, we have to be responsible. Haven't we all had enough of just sitting at home and working from home? Aren't we all just dying for a spa session, forget a vacation? But if we indulge in all that and are careless about it, then we'll continue to rush towards the third wave. In Mumbai, where a Delta Plus mutant has already been detected, people are still roaming around without masks from what I can see when I peek outside. But listen on for HT Branch columnist Seema Goswami's bit on being responsible citizens and how crucial it is, especially right now.
So finally, it looks like we have our freedom back. The second wave appears to have receded. COVID numbers are down, the positivity rate is in single digits again, and the country is finally opening up for business. In Delhi, where I live, offices, shops and malls have been allowed to open, though mystifyingly, public parks are still shut, though the danger of contracting corona outdoors is minuscule, as have hair salons and restaurants. And like prisoners who have been cooped up inside four walls for too long, all of us have rushed out to enjoy our first taste of freedom. But while I'm as delighted as the next person about the prospect of finally being let out of my house, my first reaction to pictures of crowds at marketplaces and malls is to mutter to myself, "Hey guys, steady on." Yes, COVID cases have come down sharply, but surely you know that the virus is not done with us just yet. It is lurking in the shadows, waiting for another super spreader event to cast its tentacles around us again and send us crashing into the mud speculated upon third wave. And then we will be back to where we were, desperately looking for hospital beds, putting out social media calls for oxygen, and mourning our dead. So if we don't want to go back to those bad old days, we are simply going to have to exercise our discretion and handle our newfound freedoms with responsibility. So what does that entail? Well, you've got to read my column to find out.
He received the A.R. Rahman Scholarship to Berklee College of Music and emerged an accomplished and then some producer. I'm talking about Aman Sagar, who's recently been doing some wonderful work with Indian indie artists, as well as those based out of Boston, because that's where he's at, working as an educator. I got him to play a little something that he's made for you. Hope you enjoy it.
Hello, my name is Aman Sagar, and today I'm going to be playing one of my songs. It's called Dreaming of You.
I kept my feet on the ground. I had so much to do, and then you came right out of the blue, and all my plans fell through. You may be out of my league, but I wait here like a fool. I guess I've had myself a fair share of dreams come true. I can't stop dreaming of you every single day, with every song that I play and every time that it rains. I can't stop dreaming of you. Oh dear, whenever you're near me, I tend to lose my cool. You make me wanna be somebody new, perhaps one of the few, the one that sweeps you off your feet, the one that makes you true. I know these lines are so overused, so come and be my muse. I can't stop dreaming every single day, with every song that I play and every time that it rains. I can't stop dreaming of you, babe. I can't stop dreaming of you every single day, with every word that you say. I hear you calling my name. Oh baby, pull out my heart and just throw it away, 'cause I can't stop dreaming of you.
Thank you so much for listening, and have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.